Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pill's gonna cure my ill.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So a new poll shows vaccine hesitation is at 73%, depending on the vaccine, of course. Just imagine if Americans were being told the real numbers of blood clots related to the COVID-19 vaccines. Joining us now to talk about the poll results and vaccine hesitancy in general is Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Artis has been studying the adverse effects of these vaccines worldwide and has been following all the studies and data weekly. Doc, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
John Whitmer, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show on Mother's Day. Wow. Happy Mother's Day to you and all of your audience.
Thank you. Thank you. I will pass that on to my wife and again to our audience. We appreciate it. We've got lots of mothers out there. Doc, you know, I saw this poll. It's a Washington Post ABC News poll. Found that 73% of Americans say they're unwilling to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Ironically, I'm sitting across the studio here with Dave, my producer. He's had the J&J vaccine, and as of this evening, I don't see a third eyeball or anything. But the media reported only six clots, blood clots in women. But are those numbers accurate? Can we count on that reporting?
Yeah, that's a great point. Did you say someone there in your studio
yes,
got the
my,
shot?
Yes, my producer's had the J&J, and so far he appears normal.
Got it. Okay, good. And a third eye has not been actually reported as a side effect yet, but you let me know if that shows up there. But I actually have my own brother actually got the Johnson & Johnson one. I was informed the week after Easter. I didn't even know he got the shot, but he happened to mention to me that's what he got. And I said, did you do that because it was the only one that had one dose only? And he goes, exactly. The very next day is when it was actually paused due to six concerned blood clots that were reported in the media. For men and women, and then there were five or so that were life-threatening, and the individuals ended up dying.
Right.
This caused a pause for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, except as you mentioned in the intro to the show, I've been looking at the VAERS data every week, and unfortunately, when it came out in the media that six blood clots had occurred with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that is not what was reported to VAERS at the same time. So VAERS is VAERS.HHS.gov. This is where reported vaccine injuries are supposed to be reported to the government. In that database, you can go into there on that link I just gave. Every Friday, it's updated. as of April 23rd, when they started announcing the six blood clots in the media, there was actually already 56 reported Johnson & Johnson blood clot disorders or deaths from strokes caused by blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson. And beyond that, even more disgusting, Pfizer at that point had 400 already reported blood clot disorders and deaths from the Pfizer COVID-19 shot. Moderna at the same time had 376 reported blood clot disorders or deaths from strokes from blood clots as a result of the Moderna shot. So these had vastly higher numbers than Johnson & Johnson did. So it's been very disheartening when you hear that 77% of Americans don't want to actually take the Johnson & Johnson shot. If they actually knew about Pfizer and Moderna's numbers, they should be just as hesitant. You know, CNN even actually announced Monday of this week that 44% of all Republicans were hesitant to even get the shots at all, any of them, which I found astounding. But I actually think that number's low. There should be quite a bit of concern about these actual vaccines for many reasons, for many Americans.
The AstraZeneca vaccine has been banned in 27 countries because of blood clots. Here's the question I have, Doc, is why pause Johnson & Johnson and not all of them? And I don't want to come across as a tinfoil hat kind of guy, but could it be because, you know, Dr. Fauci's organization, NIAID, whatever it is, owns a percentage of Moderna? Because he's going to get royalties off this deal? I don't know. I don't want to come across as one of these conspiracy theory nut cases, but it just seems suspicious to me that they only paused the one instead of the others.
Hey, with the stats I just gave you, I was bewildered that they actually chose to pause Johnson & Johnson. But when you look at it and you consider Anthony Fauci's the one that put the pause on Johnson & Johnson, it is very true, and your audience can know, we do have the documentation for that. His organization, the non-for-profit organization called NIAID, owns a percentage of the patent for the Moderna vaccine, and he gets royalties to that organization that he owns from the sales and the actual units sold of Moderna vaccine. And then my question was, well, even if Pfizer has more blood clots reported already, which it does, than Moderna, why didn't he put a pause on Pfizer's? And the only problem is he can't actually acknowledge that Pfizer's is having blood clot issues too, because Pfizer and Moderna are the exact same type of mRNA vaccine. Johnson & Johnson is not the same type as those two. So if he acknowledged in the media that Pfizer's having reported blood clots, the immediate reaction would be, well, what about Moderna? Because we know these are these experimental gene therapy mRNA vaccines that have never been used before. So it would create hesitation. It would create an issue with Moderna automatically if any attention was brought to Pfizer. I mean, you know, that's the connection between the two of them,
right?
Unfortunately. And this is not new information. I think on your show earlier when we came on a couple of months ago, I was talking to people about the concerns I had because the FDA had documentation in October, 2 months before the vaccines came out. And on their presentation internally at the FDA, they have a slide 16 of this presentation in October, that listed 110 known diseases that were going to come as a reaction of the COVID-19 vaccines. On that list are four different blood clot disorders that include strokes. Thrombocytopenia is one, intravascular coagulation, and venous thromboembolism, which is traveling clots throughout the body. They had that list, and they knew that was coming in October. And when they produced the fact sheets to accompany the vaccines in December, when they started passing out vaccines to all Americans, they did not disclose this list of known serious side effects on the fact sheets in December, 2 months later, even though the FDA created both documents. Why would the same organization not tell all of the Americans all the risks?
Well,
and beyond that, I already gave you a list now of 1,000 or so blood clot disorders that have been reported. There's actually, as of April 23rd, also in VARS, there's already been over 3,500 recorded deaths within 48 hours of the COVID-19 shots.
I have not heard that before. Are they not reporting that, or is it just the media is not picking that story up?
They do know about it because it's being reported to the VARS, Health and Human Services Department. every week. But April 23rd, that's the statistics. 3,500 have already been reported dead within 48 hours to within 1 week of getting the COVID-19 shots. Now, what's interesting about this, in the media, you hear nothing about it.
No.
But in the media, we have heard that Peloton had a child, die from their treadmill, and they stopped all
they
production
stopped
of the treadmill.
Yeah, I saw that.
They stopped that because one kid died. You've got 3,500 Americans who have died from this experimental shot that has already been reported, and we haven't done anything about it. We haven't even talked about it. It's very upsetting to me that there's this risky, that there's any known risks that's damaging children, affecting people's lives. And now they're wanting to push this on pregnant women. Stanford's now announced they want to do the shots on all 6 months old to 5-year-olds.
Right.
Which is, to me, just a travesty.
We're talking with Dr. Brian Artis. Doc, I wanted to ask you about one thing. The Seychelles, which is, for my listeners who may not know, it's a geographically isolated island nation in the Indian Ocean. They currently stand as the most vaccinated nation on the earth, with more than 60% of its population fully vaccinated, more than any other vaccine giant, you know, Israel, Britain, almost twice the United States in their rate of vaccination. And yet, that success has been undermined this week as the Seychelles has found itself with its largest number of new coronavirus cases per capita, including 35% of patients who have been vaccinated. You know, what are we to take from this? The situation is being watched all over the world for what it says about the effectiveness of vaccines when 60% of their population, they're almost at quote-unquote herd immunity, and yet 35% of the people who've been vaccinated are now coming down with COVID.
This has been well documented already that inside of Pfizer's trial papers, when they were going to actually put together the initial trials on the COVID-19 vaccines, it actually stated one of the complications that can come from actually receiving these mRNA vaccines is a push to perpetuate and actually accelerate COVID-19 outbreak and infections. It actually states that for the trial participants. We could actually make it more virulent, we can make it more infectious, and we can actually spread more COVID-19. And the reason why they knew this was going to happen is the mRNA vaccines from the past that have been tried against other coronaviruses in the early 2000s. It created inside of the animals they gave these shots to what was called antibody dependency enhancement. It actually created an overreaction to the fight against the infection that allowed more droplets in the body to start shedding the virus from the body faster, and then it was infecting other people around them. And it is so obvious that they knew this that even in the Pfizer 146-page document that actually outlines the clinical trial for COVID-19 vaccines, it actually says the vaccinated individuals in the trial, if they expose themselves during the study after being vaccinated to a pregnant woman who is not vaccinated, they have to report that to the safety board of the study group for Pfizer, the individual getting vaccinated, if they're exposed to a pregnant woman, they have to report that as a serious adverse event to the life of the pregnant woman and the baby. And then Pfizer was required to follow them for 6 months to make sure the baby was able to be born, was healthy. And if the baby's born within that 6 months, they are to evaluate it for birth defects, stillbirths, or trauma. And so the shedding that comes, the massive infectious reaction to some people with these vaccines, it over heightens the viral load in the body, and then they're going to be actually exhaling. This is what's crazy. How you determined if it was a serious adverse event to the pregnant woman who wasn't in the study, who wasn't vaccinated, was if they breathed the same air as the vaccinated trial participant. It says if they inhaled air around them or touched their skin, they have a serious adverse event reaction that needs to be reported within 24 hours to Pfizer. And then you got to follow the pregnant woman. A serious adverse event is something that is life-threatening in definition for the trial.
Just by breathing around them.
Just by breathing around them. So it's no surprise that in these islands and in India and in other places you're seeing right now in America, we've got 90 million people vaccinated. The case rate per day is 50,000 a day in America. Why is it still being perpetuated? There's a lot of unvaccinated medical professionals and scientists that I'm talking to and interviewing each week who are afraid to go around vaccinated people because they know of this enhancement issue with the COVID-19 virus as a reaction to the vaccine. So this is a possible way to perpetuate this. And I don't know if you've seen these reports yet. Moderna's already reported this original vaccine may only be providing benefit for 9 months. The Pfizer one saying we may only see immunity from this for 12 months and we're going to have to start providing boosters every year.
I did see the talk about booster shots, yes.
Yeah, and this is going to be a problem. You don't worry about with individuals who've already been exposed to COVID naturally, your own natural killer cells, your own natural antibodies can handle variants and support fighting infections in the future way better than a vaccinated person can, because the vaccinated person is receiving an mRNA particle, and then your body's antibodies are only going to create an antibody against that one genetic markered type. Well, life doesn't work that way. It will vary itself. It will adapt itself, and these viruses will continue to adapt inside of vaccinated people, and that's one of the big threats. I am actually okay and feel okay knowing that only about 90 million Americans have been actually vaccinated. That's less than a third. That means there's obviously some hesitation in a lot of people, and there should be. And I really just think that we in this country should have the liberty to choose for our own health, knowing as much as we can and observe as much as we can. We should be making decisions and be free to making those decisions that we want to vaccinate ourselves or not vaccinate ourselves or not vaccinate our children or not vaccinate them if we wanted to. That should be our right. And it's just very concerning to me that some of those liberties are being threatened, and you're going to want to be pushed, bullied into thinking that you can't get a job or keep your job or go travel if you don't get these shots, which are creating a lot of issues. Not only are they creating them currently in people's lives, and we're seeing that reported, but they knew it 2 months before the actual vaccines came out. The FDA already knew this stuff was coming. They already knew miscarriages were going to happen within 48 hours. They already knew deaths were going to be reported, and we've already had thousands of all of these. And yeah, it's very, very concerning.
It is.
When there's easily things you could have done.
And the key is for us to keep getting the word out there. Thank you again for joining us, Doc. Your podcast, The Dr. Artis Show, and that's ARDIS, can be found on the Dr. Artis Show YouTube page and Vocal, VOKAL, media platform, correct?
Yes, yes, sir. It's actually vocalnow.com, spelled with a K, VOKALNOW.com.
I appreciate you coming on. It's always a pleasure. It's always informative having you on the show, and I appreciate you joining us this evening, Doc. And happy Mother's Day to you as well. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Carry on the fight,
John. I really appreciate you, and appreciate your audience. And I hope that they have a wonderful Mother's Day. Celebrate motherhood. It's a huge blessing to have them in our lives.
We're going to pay a few bills, and when we return, have your Doritos and your brownies ready, because when we return, Representative Blake Carpenter will be with us to talk about the medical marijuana bill that just passed the Kansas House. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.